We started to talk since the beginning of El that the matara of this Marocha Shlichus is to get to a place of Smach Bochur B'Al Busacha, to get to a place of Simcha in Torah. And the Rashi over there said in Shabbos that the way that a person can get to Simcha in Torah is by knowing what's going on inside of him. That was the Lashon of Rashi. Ro'ese nefa, mashe b'lipcha, find out what's in your heart. So we were spending a good part of this man learning the first chelik of Rav HaShlishis, which is Das Atzmeinu. The next chelik is the chelik of fixing ourselves, if the person knows himself. So we've been going on a very, very long survey of the different kechas and tools that we have that combine to cause us to do what we do, what we think, what we say. We start off with the guf and the neshama, the blind guf, the weak neshama. We spoke about midas, we spoke about the fact that every person has specific midas. We spoke about dimyon, we spoke about kas, in great length. And now we're going to talk about the nekuda that brings it all together. We'll start from Omid Kuf Nun Vav. Rabbi Yehoshua says in Shara Tshuva, Gimel Yudzayin, quote, Vida, you should know, Kemailas Yehoshua Nimzu B'mitzvah Sasei. Kemailas Yehoshua, that means the Hecher Dargis, the high Dargis, were given over to Klai Yisrael in the form of an Asei, Kemailas Abachira, Shinama Bochart Abachayim, Kemailas Talmud Torah, Umailas Melechas B'Darach Hashem is a mile of court. Torah says Halachta B'Drochem is a mile of Torah. Umailas is Boinim B'Gadlus Hashem. Umailas Zichroin Chasodav is Boinim B'Hem. These are all Asays. Umailas HaKadusha Kedoshim Tiyu. Umailas HaVoida V'Yisri Tavoid. Umailas HaYira V'Hashem HaKech HaShero Kim LiYira. Umailas HaAvo V'Haftas Hashem. Umailas HaDveikus V'Dovka Boi. Halachas Meheina Kamal HaDveikus. Meheina Shtol Zavek HaShar Tshuva. That the Milos of Yainis, the Dargis, the Dargis that he has to attain, or tries to attain, when Nimsa were given over to Klai Yisrael in the form of a mitzvah saseh, Kedusha, Ava, Yira, Dveikus, Zichron Chasodov, Talmud Torah, Lalachis Medarki Hashem, etc. The first one that he brings out is Milas Abachira, Shenem Bochar Tabachayim. This is Rabbi Yehoshua shocking on two levels. Level number one is there's a mitzvah asay to have Bechira. Have you heard such a thing? It's a mitzvah asay to have Yira. We don't have it naturally. It's a mitzvah asay to have Av. We don't have it naturally. There's a mitzvah asay to fill us up with Dveikos. We don't have it naturally. There's a mitzvah asay to be Kodesh. We don't have it naturally. There's a proactive one. What do you mean it's a mitzvah to have Bechira? I have Bechira. Is a mile called Bechira? And it's a Vekishtalt in a mitzvah saseh? By the way, what do I do to have Bechira? What I need to do for Kedusha, we know. Yira, we know. Ava, we know. Tvekos, we know. Balach, the Bedrachov, we know. Teru, we know. What does it mean? It's a mitzvah saseh, you should have Bechira. By the way, what's even more astounding is the raya that the Rebbeinu Yehoshua brings. What's the raya that the Rebbeinu Yehoshua brings that is mitzvah saseh? It says, Bochart B'chaim. Now, normally, Givet B'chaim, we understand what the word of Bochart B'chaim means. You should choose the right thing. Rabbi Yehoshua says in Dupshat, Bochart B'chaim means you should have Bechira. The mitzvahs that say to attain the mile of Bechira. Had the mitzvah? It's first of all, what do I need the mitzvahs to say? We all have it. You don't have Bechira. Aleph. Sayings. How do you kind of say? Where's the Shulchan Aruch? What does the person do? What does the person do to get the mile of Bechira? How do I get Bechira? What do I do to get it? If I don't. Naniyah that I don't have Bechira, what do I do to get Bechira? And third of all, the right that he brings is astounding. Normally we learn the Pshat the Pasuk is, you should choose, make the right choice. That's what Rabbeinu Yehoshua means. Rabbeinu Yehoshua doesn't say right choice. There's a special assay to get Bechira, otherwise it's not an assay of Bechira. The assay is do the right things. Every time you have to do the right thing, assay, listen, assay. He learns Bechart B'chaim means live a life of choice. You should have Bechira. So the question is, what happened? We don't have Bechira. And how do I go about getting Bechira? So it's a mapel dekazach. He gives an example. I'll give the example that he's Miramis to. I'll give you a marshal, okay? A person, you have a little kid, right? Little kid goes into the kitchen, he takes a cookie from the cookie jar.
What?
Yes. Takes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 17. By the way, 17 cookies. Yes, Langesunterschlag. Suffering from sugar deficiency. Takes cookie number 17. His mother says that if you take another cookie, I'm going to slap you. Okay, old time mother, not to do that, but she sent him an email that he shouldn't take another cookie, yeah? He said, I'm going to slap you, yeah? Computer. Kid wasn't older kid, you know, slap all the kids. Okay? But the kid was 3, but always said not to hit after 3. So we're talking about a 3-year-old who's taking 17 cookies. Okay? And he says to her, yeah? So I ask you a question. Factor of Holbert, so the kid's exercising Bechira? What does that say? Im yelid yodea shu ye onish im yikach sukarios. If a kid knows he's going to get punished if he takes candies, and he wants them. So is that called Bechira? Is the child exercising Bechira? Of course not. He has two negias. He has an interest in candies, and he has a fear of pain. So he's choosing between two instincts. He has a love for candy, and he has a fear of pain. That's not Bechira. I understand a person goes to a wedding and they offer you a choice of chicken or schnitzel. That's Bechira. That's not Bechira. That's not Bechira. The friend asks you, where do you want to go? Well, El Shabbos or Shabbos? Where do you want to go? That's not Bechira. Bechira, so what does Bechira say? That's not Bechira. That's not Bechira. That's not the clash of two instincts, of Geschmack versus pain. Hashif olano, yesh kan ma'avak b'shnei negiyas. There's a struggle here between two negiyas, twos. Hashif olano, on one hand, I want pleasure. Ma'apach me'oynish. The one that's going to overcome the other one, that means the child who's 3 years old, by the way, is a God's fine computer. He weighs the geshmak of the cookie versus the pain of the slap. And he makes an educated decision. That's not Bechira. That's not Bechira. That's not Bechira. And therefore he says, Zok Tal Yeshua, I have to read it inside, because if I'll say it that I said it myself, so I'll say you're being extreme. So I'll read what I've always said. And he, Tal and Rebbe wrote me. He says, loss of the cookies with the slaps. Ulam is boyin of atzmeinu, kolayra ha'odam avogar. He says, why don't you look yourself in the mirror? Hayim anachnu marbim l'shtamash b'koyach ha'bechira? How much do we really exercise bechira in our decisions? Tivim, your nature. Chinuch, how you brought up. Hergul, habit. V'negiyas, all types of other negiyas. Sholtem bonu, they rule over us. Kemat sholtem mochle, here, lashon of a babelsen. We are dominated and ruled and controlled by a collection of negiyas, which include tivim, our nature. Chinuch, you have a guy who has a certain nature, he's a scaredy cat, okay? So that governs the thing. You have a guy who's a loud mouth. You have a guy who is impulsive. So if a guy is impulsive, he didn't choose to be impulsive when he did an act of impulsivity. The pshat is he's impulsive. Then you have chinuch, how you were brought up. What's appropriate, what's not appropriate, what's accepted, where you come from. You have hergul, you have your habit, and then you have a whole bunch of other collection of negiyas. They rule over you, shulten muchlet, minoya va'atseva, from the time you were a young boy until you get old. Yitochin, this is one of the most shocking lines in Musa literature. Yitochin says, Ali Shur, it's possible, sha'odim yoytzia shneisov, a person can live his entire life, but lead his dakik l'koyach b'chira. He never exercised b'chira once in his life. Take, he says, here's an example. Bal tivim le'chim, he had this easygoing guy. He was brought up, he did exactly what he was told. The father said at the Shavuot Brachos that we never had a challenge with him. You know what I said? Because the Shavuot was the one. Father gets up and says, this boy never had a bad day with him. It happens a lot. Mitzvoisov continues, we have a list of, we have a resume of this perfect guy. He never budged from the chinuch of his house. He did exactly the minhagim that they did. Mitzvah came from a hamish house like I do. He did it like Tata Mama told him to do. He did like that. Mitzvoisov milumada. He does all the mitzvahs. Milumada. He does it like a parrot. Nikiyosov mechaskus as a bedarkoi. His worldview of himself strengthens his malach. He's standing on the book there. He didn't have any big choices. Hare yuchal lahaitzi eshneisov b'shem toiv. He can die with a good name. And he never chose He never had to choose. Because his choices were made by himself. He went to a certain yeshiva because everybody went there. That means like this. His parents sent him to a certain play group because everybody went there. At that play group, he met up with a bunch of people who were brought up exactly like himself, because his parents would never send him to a play group with anybody who's slightly different than them. And he grew up surrounded by that thing. He went to the right camps, to the right elementary school, to the right mesifta, to the right yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, married the right girl from the right seminary. So far, so good? No Bechira. Yeah, he decided one Shabbos who he's taking with him to Tveria when he went away from an off Shabbos with his distinguished yeshiva. But that's not Bechira, by the way. That's a collection of Negiyas. He had a clash. Somebody's going to be angry at him. The other guy doesn't want to go with. Yeah? He had a clash? That's not Bechira. Yeah, you have a choice. Who are you taking with on Shabbos? The guy that's going to be angry at you, but you don't want him to be there. Well, the guy that you want to be there, but he won't be angry if you go. That's a those are big decisions in life, but that's not Bechira. That's a clash of instincts. Turn Valley Shore. He apologizes. He says, "Zoi tu mokitzainis." I just gave an extreme example. I gave an example of this guy who walked the walk, talked the talk, never turned right, never turned left, never exercised bechira. It's like a bumper car. He was bumped along the way, right? All the way. The circumstances caused him. He never made real choices. Avol, kishenis boinim ha'atzmin nifakach. If you look at yourself, you'll see. Kipam in the dearest void. It's very rare that we use bechira. You could have bechira. Ach b'maisim sholtem bonu hativim chinuch hergul negiyas. Hein b'achros ha'korolios b'chayim. The guy will say, what do you mean? A certain times, but shidduchim. Right? Right? You're on a diyamin now. In Klal Yisrael, right? That's why there was a blast of cold air here this week, right? So they opened the freezer. Shidduchim, right? The person says, I'm going to go get married, and there I'm going to exercise Bechira, because it's a Ruchni Zdikar Shailah. How many people make decisions in Shidduchim based on, not based on habits, herbal, your negias, what's going to look better, all those decisions. Think about it. The guy has a whole list. Sometimes people read me off their list, what they call it, they call balas, checking off boxes. This is not Nusach. One day you'll get older, you'll hear about it. All the boxes are collections of negiyas, where they came from and what they want and what they're used to and what they're brought up with and what type of family and who and what and when and who the brothers are. That's not bechira. That's the cookie with the cookie jar. That's the slap with the cookie. How often does a person not use... Oh, so that's me. So what is bechira? So what is bechira? If none of these things are bechira, so if a guy makes a decision on a shidduch to get married, or a yeshiva to go to, or a charusa to pick, based on a collection of negiyas, as sophisticated as they look, but at the end of the day, they're negiyas. So what's cool? So he says, Hamifna atap of kufnum tzayim. He says, I'll tell you what bechira is. He says that, bechira is, I'll give you a mashal, which he says, come on, before I'll read it inside, it's like, well, I'll give you the mashal. I'll tell you what bechira is. Bechira is like this. And then you'll understand why it's a maila and why it's mitzvah asay. It's mitzvah asay to get yourself to bechira. I'll tell you what bechira is. He gives the example over here. I'm giving you the example he says before. I'll say the example first. A guy, he's sleeping. Right? That's a pashas. That's a muskarishim. That's a chazok de meikar. So a guy's sleeping, and he has to get up for davening. Better said for Zman Kriyashma. Okay? So, it's Ben Asmanim, and you're sleeping, and you're a long clock. Right. So you have, most people have two choices. One is, one option is to sleep. We call it tzad pillow. What's a tzad sheni? Your mother's language is under shtark. Your mother's language is under shtark. Is saying the famous words of all Jewish mothers in the last 100 years. This is what I sent you to yeshiva for. He said you were staggering the winter. The boy didn't get up. So your mother's giving you a guilt trip. Is that for here? Things are getting sophisticated now. This is not cookie with the slap. This is tzad pillow, naked tzad mother. We'll make it more sophisticated. What happens if your mother's not traumatizing you, like most of Klai Yisrael is? And the tzad of getting up is that the Elohim's going to say, like, I'm saying, where are you? You're a chashev guy. And Elohim checked. He turned up for adopting. He acted as my kriyishma. Or he didn't turn up at all, because pasnish for bochum. Like you to turn up in shul, if it's my kriyishma. So he didn't turn up. Is that bechira? What is necessary to turn this fiasco of getting up in the morning into Bechira. So one side is crystal clear, that's the sleeping side. That's Bota Kuvanusa, that's the Muskarisha, that's Chazak Oymit V'Kayim, Yatsiv Enoch V'Kayim. That's the Pashas, that's the factory setting, B'Shloft. What is the other side that would be a reasonable side to get out of bed? Your mother, no. Your mother is the slap on the cookies. The Olam is also a slap. It's a different type of slap. You joined this learning program, Ben Osman, and make his breakfast. Have something like that, everybody? What? It's lunch, but I think it's lunch, because the breakfast is too early for that one. Like learning with brunch, right? To have it. So you have to get over that. Is that what do you call it? Is that Bechira? No, it's not Bechira. Tom, what about you want to get up because yesterday you got up at 10 and you didn't feel good about yourself? Is that Bechira? No. That's also a slap. What other options? Why should a person get up? I can't think of any other reason why a person should get up. Potential shver is going to be around. I don't know. So when does this fiasco of getting up in the morning turn into Bechira? Dr. Ali showed this is it. Hamifna machriya b'chayenu chal b'rega. What I'm saying, by the way, is one of the most important things we said the whole year. The turning point, the critical turning point in our lives happens when shebo'efik b'chiyosenu, on the horizons of our choices, that means on the menu of options that we have, mo'efiya she'ifa ruchnis, appears a she'ifa ruchnis, o'yhanoa ruchnis, or physical ruchnis pleasure, ki goyir mischare, as a competing force, if she ifis vanels gufnis. Yeah, I said, I'll tell you what Bechira is that the opposing competing force to staying in bed and not getting up for Krishma is that the Ebbish to say Krishma. And that's Chashav Azach. And that's important. It's something you want to do. That's what Bechira. When you have sleep, pillow, keneged, Ebbishta, yeah, Lashon. That means on the horizon of your choices appears an option called Ruchnius, what we call the menu. When it appears on your menu, an option of sleeping, of the Ebrish that says Kriya Shema, and I want to say Kriya Shema, it's important to me to say Kriya Shema. By the way, that's called you've arrived at Mailas HaBechira. Mailas HaBechira means that Avodas Hashem and Ruchnius pleasures has appeared on your horizon in your consciousness as a viable option. When you have Milos of Bechira, that Bechlal doesn't mean that you're getting off with my Kriya Shema, by the way. Bechlal. Now you've arrived at Bechira. All the other things are narishkeit. All the things are nonsense. All the other things are the cookie with the slap. Bechira means that you've got yourself to a place that you've created in your world an option to sleeping. Your mother is not an option to sleeping. Your mother is another form of sleeping. The friends are not an option to sleeping. The trip you're going on is not an option to sleeping. The brunch, lunch, learning program is not an option to sleeping. The option to sleeping, now, if you've arrived at a place where in your system, the Eibishta, Avodas Hashem, Ruchnius, is an option that can compete with sleep. Not that you won the battle. Winning the battle is the mitzvah of mitzvah say. That's the Eitzah Hara. For us, you have to fight the battle. But are you in a place where when you're turning over in bed, there's other, besides that I'm going to miss dominion, and besides that I'm going to be late for first Seder, and besides, and besides, and besides, is there an option of, what's saying is, Eberstein, as an option. If in your world, Ruchnius is enough of a reality, if Ruchnius is enough of a force, if you have enough of a connection to it, that it appears in the boxing match with the Yetzer Hara as an equal or reasonable or legitimate competitor, you have arrived at Mailas HaBechira. And like he said earlier, most people don't live lives of Bechira. They never even get to that thing because they've never created. By the way, I forgot to add on to the mother, to the then, one more cookie jar. Guilt. Guy has one side to sleep, and the other side is going to feel guilty about himself. That's Bechira. That's not Bechira. It's not a slap from your mother. It's a slap from yourself. That's not called Bechira. That's right. Two negias, two instincts. I don't want guilt. And I feel terrible about myself the rest of the day, so I'm going to get up. That's not Bechira. That's not Mailas of Bechira. Mailas of Bechira is that your ruchniistic options in your life are so tangible and they're so real that they're able to step into the boxing match with the Yetzer Hara. They might get knocked out in 5 minutes when you press the alarm clock for the 17th time. They might. But at least it was in the ball game. That's Bechira. Now I got the Bechira. That means Ruchnius is not an idea, and it's not a Dvar Torah, and it's not an academic concept. It's enough real that it got into the match. And there was a battle between the Eivishna and my pillow. As embarrassing as that sounds. That's called Ma'alas HaBechira. It's Mitzvah Saseh. There's a Mitzvah Saseh. So what do you have to do? So it's like, now I'm Nushala. What's the Shulchan Aruch? Ah, well, we know. Yira. How does a person bring themselves to Ma'alas HaBechira? That it becomes an option for you, then now you have Bechira. Otherwise, you don't have Bechira. You're just like the horse. You go to a horse and you give a horse, I think horses like sugar and they like carrots. If you give a horse a choice between carrots and sugar, would you look at that as Bechira? Somebody think about Bechira and he went to Mimis Yahis with Oilam and Adira. What's better? The carrot, the sugar. The Oilam says, but what's coming afterwards? Not the carrot. That depends whether you take the sugar or the carrot. That's Bechira. That's how we look. Most of our decisions and conversations, by the way, look exactly like the horse deciding between the sugar, the cube of sugar, and the carrot. All the same thing. So how do you do this? How does a person get to Bechira, where Ruchni is, the Eibishta, where it is Hashem, is a viable option to take on the Yetzer Hara? Mitzad Ruchni is not mitzad guilt, and not mitzad my yoimru, and not mitzad mala. That's only Musa. A person doesn't learn Musar. So Bechlal, the Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem is not a reality by them. Rabbi Ruchel writes in one of the places that most people look at Ruchnius in general as like, it's like a Dvar Torah. You know, people have the Suda, they say a Dvar Torah after the chopped liver. Like, they say a Dvar Torah, it's like a Dvar Torah. But as a viable option, as a choice for life, as a reason to get out of bed, for that you have to learn Musar, you have to work on it. It doesn't come by time. It's a Mitzvah Saseh. And it's called Ma'alas HaElyonus, yeah? You'll all agree with me that Ava, Yira, Dveikus, Kedusha are crazy high dargus. If I tell you about a guy that he has Avas Hashem, to go say about a guy, it's interesting. It's the first Ma'alas HaElyonus that he brings. Ma'alas HaBechira, Shem, Bechad, Lohan. Become a Becher. Get yourself to a place where the emes, that's what he says over here, where the emes, seichel, kedusha, is a option as much or at least to be able to compete with the whole nonsense of the whole world. That's a mordic, that a person got himself to play, it doesn't happen by itself. So a person will say, like, what are you hacking your cup? But I anyway do most of the time the right thing, but it's not Bechira. You were dragged along with the crowd. You did what everybody did. You did what you were brought up to do. But Ma'alas HaBechira you never got to. You know what the Nafkamina is? Oy vavoy, woe is to you that one day you'll get yourself into a real Seder Bechira. You never exercised that muscle. It never was an option by you. Because you slept along. All along you went with the crowd. You went with all the other Negias. That it could be just worked out. It's an Aseh. Mitzvah Aseh. The reason why this is so critical and this thing is because we've been talking about till now about all types of forces that operate inside of us. There's midas, and there's gofen, there's neshama, and there's dimyon, and there's kas, and there's yetzer hara. If a person doesn't get himself to the place that ruchnius, avodas Hashem, seichel, emes, I can call it all the names that it is, they're all the same, is a viable, tangible option as an option on your menu to choose, so then you're going to be taken over by everything we spoke about the last few weeks. There's no choice. So, this tool is a tool you have to acquire. All the other things that we learned now are built in. Dimyon is built in, Kas is built in, Kinda, Taifa, Kovet, Midas, Guf, the other, all there. This is an acquired thing. This, if you don't acquire this, then you're missing the Ikra tool with which to fix yourself. And a person has to acquire it. It's a mile, it's a dark. And we really have to ask ourselves, how many of decisions that we make in a given day, or a given lifetime, or a given Zman, how much of them come from Bechira? How many of them come from outside forces which are nothing more than the cookie jar? They're nothing more than the cat choosing which garbage can he wants to take from. That's not Bechira. That's a clash of instincts. And there's a mindless of Bechira which a person has to acquire in order to guarantee that there's a fighting chance to make the right decisions in life.